Good evening. Welcome back to Liberty Tactics with myself, Catherine Watkins, and the beautiful Christine Miner. As you can
Hey.
see, or as you can hear, that Lou's having a well-deserved evening off. So it's just myself and Christine. So how are you, Christine?
I am doing wonderful, happy to be here, and we're going to knock out some news.
We are going to knock out some news. I hope you've had a lovely week.
I had a great week and we're getting a lot done. I'm so grateful. I've got my windows open. There's a great breeze. It's beautiful outside. I love it.
It's been beautiful here today, actually, as well, which is a bit different from the really sort of odd geo-engineered weather that we've been receiving here in Wales. It's been really strange weather. But today, the sun was out. It's actually quite nice. This is kind of the first day of the year, so that's good. That's good. A good end
Yay.
to the week. So we'll start where we always do with Keep Watch. Well, there is no news. There is no news as far as I'm aware. There's still been no genuine sighting of Kate. Obviously, we've been through all the recent videos and the AI pictures and sort of edited stuff before, but there's still no genuine sighting of her. So I don't know if you've heard anything over in Alabama where you are.
I still haven't
Anything at
spotted
all
her
on
here.
wheels?
We've been looking,
No.
but have not seen a thing. And it seems like the more they try to cover their mess, the bigger mess they're making. So, you know,
Yeah.
it's all right. I think eventually we'll all probably come to the same conclusion. But for now, we're going to continue Kate Watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Christine, we'll start with you then. Out of the two of us, what news have you got? What news have you got for us today?
I had seen a story over the weekend, actually maybe just yesterday, where Catherine Herridge, you know, she was fired from CBS. If you remember Q, when he said, follow the pin, it was referring to Catherine Herridge and her pin. So she had gone to CBS News. She ended up being fired from them, and they kept her sources. They locked her out of the building, would not let her come in and get her things, and seized all of her files. And she has had to sue them to get those back and is fighting for journalism in, you know, across the world, not just in America. But she's explaining how important it is that journalists have their First Amendment rights and the right to their sources being protected, because people won't come forth. You're not going to get whistleblowers to come forth if they don't think they're protected. So this is it's
exactly
very important, especially for what we're doing today and others. So we are praying for her and for success in that. The only
does she
other
has she started the as the court cases started, or do you know, Christine, are they in the middle of litigation or anything for it?
It looks like, and I'm gonna share a video on here about that story that gives some more info. I caught a glimpse of this and I haven't been able to see it all yet. So I'm not sure where we are on that just yet. But it I mean,
Right.
she is putting out it was on C-SPAN. She's putting out a a call for, you know, just common sense. And it's the same thing with Assange, right? You know, like, they're trying to put a journalist in prison for doing his job.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's like, it's a deterrent, as you say, you know, if they fail in this, then what is the chances of the journalists coming out and whistleblowing, you know, or even doing their job correctly in the first place, because it's going to be left with people who will just toe the line, which it already is to a degree, you know, is only the odd one or two that come out and then look at the, you know, sort of example then that is made out of them to stop them doing it again in the future. So it's quite vital, this case is.
It really is. You've got, you know, they're trying to lock down the information getting out so they control the news. And then, of course, you've got the FISA thing going on where they're spying on American citizens and others all over the world, I'm sure. And, you know, they think that that should be approved. It's insane. It's like, no, we're killing FISA. This is stupid. You have no right to do that to us. And we're not going to consent. Just no, stop it. So this is all starting to really hit the fan, and people are beginning to really understand what it's all about. And that's important because, you know, it needs to happen. Tucker is also exposing the FISA bill. And he said, you know, the FISA bill is dead, but like herpes, it'll be back, right? And it is. It's back today. They're having another vote on that today. So these are things that we need to keep our eyes on and understand that this is a way that they use to control us, right?
And yeah.
My last quick thing I'll hit on is O.J. Simpson died at 76 years old yesterday. And And somebody said he should fit in that coffin like a glove. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's something I thought I would have seen, actually, although I haven't been massively actively online, really. But I thought that, you know, I thought that would be massive news. We'd normally see that. So it was yesterday that he died,
is it? Yeah. So, yeah. And honestly, it says he died of cancer. I've never heard a report that he had cancer. I hadn't seen anything about that at all. But I think that goes to normalizing how much the cancer is about to come forward. Everybody's gonna right?
You took the words out of my mouth then. You did take the words out of my mouth.
Sudden cancer death, right? Because it can't possibly be a lot of those vaccine. Right.
Yeah. If he had had it. So actually moving on into vaccines now then. I don't know if it's probably more. I think it is. It's definitely within the UK. I just had a look earlier because I've had quite a few messages from people basically saying, you know, I've had a few messages saying people are worried about the measles scare and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, oh, here we go again. This is so familiar because they do it all the time. It's the same playbook over and over again. I did just a short video earlier, just reading one of the articles out and just then reading some of from the side effects from the MMR vaccine. So basically what's going on over here, Christine, is they've been prepping the ground as they do for a few months. There's a case of measles here, there's a case of measles there, and you know, sort of giving that fear campaign, because there's nothing wrong with measles anyway. It's just a detoxification process, and the measles is the last part of it to come out of you anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's not even
normalize,
but they've made it such a deadly. Yeah, exactly. Because what's going on is so many more people are waking up to the vaccine thing. And that's where I woke up in 2010 when I was pregnant with Grace, you know, and for the first 10 years of my research was solely on this industry. So I'm very, you know, aware of it. And I've watched people have sort of over the years have come around to it, especially in light of what's happened in the last 4 years. You know, they've obviously gone and had a look. Well, what's happening every time they sort of have a low uptake of a particular vaccine, they'll put a fear campaign out there for whatever that vaccine is. So it might be the HPV vaccine or, you know, whatever vaccine. They're going to scare you because people are stopping now. They're thinking about it and they're saying, do they really want to do this? Let's have a look at it. Let's have a little look at these vaccines. Let's have a look at the side effects. Let's have a look at if there's any benefit, you know, against the risks. Let's have a look at the ingredients. Let's have a look at the point of them, right? That's when you go on your research thing then and you start to make these connections. So obviously people are doing that here. So now we've got this fear campaign, and obviously to classify, I don't know how many people know this, and I was quite shocked to learn this quite a few years ago now. For anywhere to be classed, because when people hear, oh, there's an epidemic, they immediately get scared and think, oh, everybody's got this, you know, whatever. But to be classed as an epidemic or an outbreak, there only has to be 2 cases in one particular area. So basically, if 2 people are sick in the same vicinity, that is then classed as an outbreak. And this is when they start publishing their articles and things on it. Oh, they've got an outbreak here and whatever, because instinctively people will imagine that that's flying around like wildfire, not even understanding how the measles works in the first place, right? It's not
that is an infection. So interesting. I had no idea that it was only 2 cases.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it? Because it's literally only 2 cases. So immediately people have got that fear before they even know how many people, they probably got that many people, two people around them with the sniffles, and that's all, do you know what I mean? But that's the fear, obviously.
Well, how often does anyone in your house get sick where the whole house doesn't get sick? Right? I mean,
well, that's it. It's because you're exposed to the same toxicity, and that is why you detoxify at the same time. So, for example, when people say measles is infectious, it's not actually infectious. If it was infectious, and we would all have it at the same time. So, for example, if you take a child to a measles party and there's 10 kids, so 3 of them will come down with measles a few days after or whatever, but the other 7 don't. And what people do is focus on the 3 that did have it. But what about the 7 who didn't have it? You know, so without going into what
they
disease,
just have better immunity now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anything that's going to make you sick, the only way you're going to get disease, dis-ease, the body is out of ease. The only way to do that is is toxicity. So that could come from anywhere. So that's like poisoned water, chemicals, vaccine, meds, a poor diet, you know, all of these sort of drugs, alcohol, these obvious sorts of things. A nutrient or vitamin deficiency, obviously our food is not the best anymore. Stress and trauma, those 3 things are the major causes of sickness. And obviously, you know, another one is obviously spiritual warfare is the other one, right? So you can control part of that, especially through your diet and things like that. But because of how it would be a whole nother show for me to go into that side of things. So I'll stick to the measles. But even so, even if we're looking at it like the mainstream narrative looks at it, right? Measles, what happens? You're ill for a couple of days, not even ill. Some kids, they're just running around with the measles on their body, you know, with the measles on their body, and then they're fine, right? So there's nothing really bad about it. It's very, very, very rare you'll die from the measles, right? But the MMR, which is their answer to apparently stopping you from getting the measles, which it absolutely doesn't, because the MMR is given at age 1, around there usually, the first time. But after that, children will get measles. So it doesn't even keep you immune from what it says it does, right? So we have to look at the risk-benefit, you know, to it, which I will look at in a minute. So I'm going to read one of these articles, right, Christine? This is the one I'll read because it's Wales Online. So it's actually with my country, and it's actually in the area that I live in. So measles outbreak, this is typical fear propaganda. You'll know it, you see it a million times, but I'm going to read it anyway. Measles outbreak officially declared in Wales as more cases confirmed. A measles outbreak has officially been declared in one area of Wales as more cases have been confirmed after clear evidence of spread was identified. I would like to see what that clear evidence of spread was. Public Health Wales has declared an outbreak of measles in Gwent after 2 new cases were confirmed. Last week, the health body announced that 2 cases had been confirmed and that at least 1 case had attended the Grange Hospital in Cwmbran. According to PHW contact, of the cases have been identified and advice has been given relating to the signs and symptoms of measles. Consultant in Health Protection for Public Health Wales and chair of the multi-agency outbreak control team said, Measles is a highly infectious disease, and cases have been rising across the UK and Europe in recent months, so this development is not unexpected. As a result of having clear evidence of spread from the initial case, we have declared an outbreak of measles in the Gwent area, which is where I live. We are identifying, this is where they start digging in at the anti-vaxxers then, right? It's always in you. We are identifying contacts of all cases and will contact them to provide advice on symptoms and what action to take if they need to seek medical advice. Where contacts are unimmunized, we will also request withdrawal from nursery, education or other high-risk settings. This is a routine public health action to help prevent further cases of measles in those who are most at risk. Right, and it just goes on. It's just a load of nonsense. I've seen it a million times before. And the reason I know this is because I've studied historical so-called epidemics, all of them, and they all use the same playbook. So all you've got to do is change the word measles to COVID, and you've got exactly the same thingy, right? That is always
HIV, bird flu, yeah, swine flu.
All of them. Absolutely all of them. Because it's so easy to scare somebody with an invisible enemy, isn't it? You know, I've written a blog actually. If say anyone wants to, so I don't have to go into it in detail now, but if you want to know what I was saying about the measles and about infectious disease and about contagion, I've written a blog on viruses, and it's on my website in my new section. It's called Nature of a Virus. It's not that long a read, about 15-minute read. And in it, I've got all the relevant links and whatever. So if you want to read that, that's probably better. So exposingthelie.info, have a read of that. But so now I'm going to say, right, so now they've got this is just one of many, Christine, as you know, right? And they're going to do a fear campaign. They need it to be repetitive through the media. That's how they program people, right? So there's loads of these. This is just one. So just for an example, and I said this to people, I try not to overcomplicate it for them because it doesn't need to be. So the simplest thing I say to them now is go and pick one ingredient from, say, the MMR or whatever vaccine you want to look at, and just go and research that one ingredient, research it properly, look at their COSH reports, look at their risk assessments, look at their toxicology reports, and you will find them. And then you make your decision then whether you want to look further. And believe me, you were going to, and that's one ingredient out of about six contaminants. Anyway, the package leaflet, any medical procedure, right, you are supposed to be told the risks and the benefits. It's called informed consent, right? That is what the doctor is supposed to tell you. It's the same when you're having surgery. They tell you the risks and the benefit and the chances of this, that, and whatever, right? That's procedure. That's medical procedure. The exactly. One thing they really don't do with, though, is vaccination, right? But the informed consent, the person is always at a disadvantage by believing the professional straight away and safe and effective, and they don't look further than that, right? But the informed consent is the leaflet, which is actually in the box of the vaccine. So these are not freely given out. You've got to really ask for these. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise, they'll just sort of give you their opinion and they'll leave a lot of it out. So I found the Merck one anyway, which is the MMR Vax Pro vaccine, right? So this is just this one, and I've gone on the side effects. So I've actually got the package insert, right? So I'm just going to read some of these side effects from the MMR. Bearing in mind, while measles is a very, very harmless disease in childhood, and it does nothing, right? It really does nothing. You've been frightened for such a long period of time now, you've forgotten what it was like. Anyone over my age, anyone 40 plus anyway, has forgotten what it was like when we were children. So here's just, I'm going to read them out. Injection site redness, injection site pain, injection site swelling, rash, including measles-like rash. That's weird, considering you're supposed to protect it from measles. Injection site bruising, nasal congestion and sore throat, upper respiratory tract infection or viral infection, runny nose, crying, diarrhea, vomiting, hives, injection site rash, aseptic meningitis, that's polio, because they changed the name of it, they reclassify it. Polio never went away, they just changed the name. Aseptic meningitis is one of them. So that's fever, wow. Feeling sick, vomiting, headache, stiff neck, and sensitivity to light. Swollen testicles, infection of the middle ear. Ear things are a very common vaccine side effect. Inflamed salivary glands, atypical measles, swollen lymph nodes, bruising or bleeding more easily than normal, severe allergic reaction that may include difficulty breathing, so that's anaphylaxis, facial swelling, localized swelling and swelling of the limbs, irritability, seizures without fever, seizures with fever in children, walking unsteadily, dizziness, illnesses involving inflammation of the nervous system, brain and or spinal cord. In other words, includes autism. They just don't word it like that. An illness consisting of muscle weakness, abnormal sensations, tingling in the arms, legs and upper body. That's Guillain-Barré syndrome. Again, that's another word for polio. Headache, fainting, nerve disorders, which can cause weakness, tingling or numbness, eye nerve disturbances, discharge and itching of the eyes with crusting of the eyelids, which is conjunctivitis, inflammation of the retina, which changes in sight, deafness, cough, lung infection with or without fever, feeling sick, itching, inflammation of the fatty tissue under the skin, red or purple flat pinhead spots under the skin, hardened raised area of the skin, serious illness with ulcers or blistering of the skin, mouth, eyes and or genitals, joint pain and or swelling, usually transient and really chronic, muscle pain, burning and or stinging, short duration in the injection site, blisters and or hives at the injection site, generally feeling unwell, swelling, soreness, inflammation of blood vessels.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Or you could have measles, which consist of...
Well, it's just a detoxification thing and you just get rid of it. As soon as the scabs come off, that's it. You've got a stronger immune system then anyway.
That's it. And here's
so what are you going to do? Risk that?
I
know.
And here's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. I have been dealing with an abscess tooth and it is so painful. And my whole face is swollen and I sound like I'm talking funny and I get it. But Dean went to Walmart the other day and brought home Orajel, which we slather on babies when they're teething all day, every day without a second thought. Orajel, okay? It's, you know, to numb your gums and help with tooth pain. Well, I rip that thing open. I'm taking the lid off. When I do, the box falls upside down on my lap and I look down and it says, warning, methemoglobinemia warning. Wow. Use of this product may cause, whatever that is, a serious condition that must be treated promptly because it reduces the amount of oxygen carried in the blood. This can occur even if you have used this product before. Stop and seek immediate medical attention if you or your child develop pale gray or blue-colored skin, headache, rapid heart rate, shortness of breath, dizziness or lightheadedness, fatigue, lack of energy. And then it goes into the allergies. And, you know, a side effect basically is death. Yeah. And I'm like, this your tooth hurts. So you can either have tooth pain or that. And so I put it back in the box. I still haven't used it. And I'm sitting here going, wow.
This is the thing where people have blind faith in medical professionals. Look, they just, you know, when the medical professionals don't really know, and that sounds, you know, really patronizing, but what I mean is they're Rockefeller trained, you know, they have been for 100-odd years, you know,
know what they are taught, and they are exactly only taught what they are meant to know.
Exactly. And I tell you what, you can find out
practice for nothing. Yeah.
Because I know, yeah, exactly. GP, they called over you, general practitioners. They're generally practicing on you. That's what's happening there. And unfortunately, you know, when you're trained the wrong way, that's going to happen, isn't it? You know, it is absolutely insane. And this is what happens. People don't know, Christine, because they don't look at them and they assume it's the same thing with Calpol. And I think it's called, what's it called over with you? What give to babies when they're crying? It's not, I can't remember SIDS. The name of it.
SIDS.
No, it's a name of a medicine.
Okay.
Oh, no. Called, I can't remember it. It's the same thing. It's called Calpol over here anyway. And people, it's like a medicine that people give their babies when they're crying and stuff. And that is actually dangerous, especially straight after vaccines, when doctors constantly tell parents when they're crying after vaccines, because obviously they just had a massive shock to the system, to give them Calpol.
Is it now, like Tylenol?
It drops the temp. Tylenol, that's it. it drops the temperature too quickly, and that's what in a lot of cases causes the autism. So you, this is what I mean. You, that like the this industry is horrific. It's horrific beyond words. And this is why I was shouting this for a decade before I switched to the kids. Do you know what I mean? I do the odd video every now and again when I see things coming up, because I get a lot of people, you know, messaging me asking me to, which is good because I know they want to get there. But it's like, yeah, you have got to do, and you haven't really got to learn a lot. It sounds like you have, but you haven't. I've gone such the long way around. It is actually an easier way. But for the people, those who are I'm listing there now are very, very typical in every single vaccine package insert, mind. And some of them also include deaths, right? So they're really important to read. They are really important to understand. Now, for the American listeners, and I don't know, a lot of you will already know, over there, we've got a different system over here. It's the yellow card reporting system. But in America, it's VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And I used to look at that years ago, and there's so much more information on that than there is on the yellow card. If you go into it and find it, it opens it up like a spreadsheet. And it'll tell you, like, these are only the ones that have been reported, mind. I've got to bear in mind, only ever between, like, I don't know, I think it's 1 to 10% ever even notice that it's related to that to report it. So it'll give you, like, the list, and it'll have the vaccine, whatever vaccine it was. They got the date on there, whether it was a male or female. And it'll actually explain the reaction. So whether they had anaphylaxis, whether they had a seizure, whether they had bleeding, whether they had swelling. And it tells you what that was. There's a lot of detail in it. So for anyone who wants to look at that, so you can corroborate it, because they don't put these side effects on you for nothing, I can assure you. They'd rather not put them on there, but they have to. And this is the manufacturer. So they do exist. We can see it when we look around us. It's absolutely everywhere. But just to corroborate that, the 10% who do recognize and report it, go and have a look. And if for the, you know, the UK equivalent, you just go and have a look on the yellow card reporting system, but they don't give you as much detail. They just list, you know, they tell you how many of heart attacks, how many retinal bleeding, how many vomiting. Do you know what I mean? They'll just tell you that, but not any more detail than that. So for anyone who wants to corroborate that, basically what I'm saying is, guys, do not be fooled by the media fear campaign. They do it over and over and over again. It's the same thing. And until you actually, it's just going to catch you every time. But, you know, the only way you're going to know is by doing your own research. You're confident in that decision then. Well, it's not like you just heard a rumor and thought, oh, I don't really want to do it. When you know it yourself, you're absolutely confident in that decision. So that's what I really wanted to say. And that's why I brought it up, particularly because it's going on in my area right now. But, you know, this is the same thing all over the world whenever they push, whenever they're talking about a particular vaccine. Just like they did with the COVID thingy, it's exactly the same.
And we know they're trying to usher in a third, you know, or whatever, another pandemic. They're always trying
to usher. Yeah. I wonder how the reaction would be now, though, from people. I don't know. What do you think? I'd like to think that most people would be like, no, we're not doing this again. I recognize it. I just don't know. What do you think?
I would hope that people would finally be awake to it by now. But I still have several in my family taking boosters. So I don't know. I don't know. I hope that it depends on what road people have followed and what, you know, I mean, it's not like the information's not out there. It is. And it's easily accessible at this point. And so many people have risked everything to share it and bring it forward. And some, you know, we've got whistleblowers, guys, that have given their lives for this, for truth. And it's heartbreaking when you know it's out there and people refuse to listen. It is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
When you're only trying to help, you know, so. Yeah,
it is. Wow. And you know, it's so difficult. Like, you know, all the years I was doing it, I you know, I alienated everyone at the beginning, obviously, you know. And then when obviously my father died from the COVID vaccine in 2021, and that, it just shot me off my feet. It really did, you know, because I knew way be I knew in the February of 2020 when they started it, I knew because I've seen it so many times in my research. I knew they were going to bring a vaccine. I knew there was no COVID. And, you know, it was for him then. And he had the first one and he was ill from that and he had to go to the hospital. And I knew he was ill because my dad wasn't one of those, he could be breaking, he could have his leg broken and still get up and walk off type of thing, hobble off. You know, he was that type of person. So when he wanted to go to the hospital because he was feeling really rough, I knew then, you know, something bad. And that was after the first one. And I thought, please don't take the second one. And he took the second one. And it was just a few months after that then. That he dropped, yeah. You know, he had a heart attack outside, just outside down the road on the side of the road, you know, and it was the most difficult time, you know, after all of that, you know, well, everything for the years, it was difficult. So I understand, you know, when people are watching their loved ones go now, it must be so heartbreaking for them, you know,
it is,
to know what could potentially happen and is obviously been happening, you know, is nobody. I don't think many people can deny that, even if they're denying it in the, you know, they're just sort of doing themselves an injustice because I think we all know at least a hand. Well, I do. Like everyone I know knows at least a handful of people who have died, you know, like young people and, you know, just suddenly, having heart attacks. Right. Yeah.
And, well, there's a website, you know, counting down the sudden deaths. And
is there
people? There is a website that literally shows people bragging about taking the vaccine and then the next post, they're dead.
I've seen a few of these posts, not on that site, but you know, when
there are hundreds of thousands of them. And the saddest thing is we knew when they brought those vaccines out for COVID, people were saying within 2 to 5 years, you're going to see this massive death spike, you know, from these. And we're seeing it. We are seeing it. But I think that this is probably the year that you're really going to start to see the increase in, like, we're already seeing cancer, that whole thing. I think it's going to spike. I think you're going to see a spike of sudden deaths. So,
So this is why, guys, it's so vitally important to research these things, and not just the COVID one, you know, I've just been talking about the MMR, but all of them, because absolutely none of them have ever saved a single life. They've only maimed and killed, and they mess about with the statistics. I could go on for days, right? There's loads of stuff on my website, guys. I just want just encourage you to just go and do your own due diligence. As Christine said, it's not like the information is not there. It really is. It is. You can find it. Like, it took me 2 seconds to just put up the MMR vaccine package insert leaflet. Do you know what I mean? It took me 2 seconds to do that. You can find it. Yes, they tend to hide stories, you know, victim stories and stuff like that, testimony from people. You can still find it on the likes of Rumble and other things. You're not going to find it on YouTube or Google. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, there are places you can go. Rumble's a good one for it. But you can find these, you know, if you want a mainstream source, you can still find that as well. That's what I'm trying to say. So moving on, just before we close the show, just a little bit of Diddy news. A couple more. I think Lou, you're going to be doing a deep dive on this, aren't you, over the weekend, your next part of it on there. But there's a couple.
Lou and I are going to do a part 5 on Diddy, and that will be out Monday. There are definitely some people coming forward speaking against him big time right now. His ex bodyguard is really laying some stuff down and bringing in some new names, but making some connections between like Will Smith and some other people that haven't necessarily been front and center just yet. So very interesting.
I think officially in the court documents, I think Lou said earlier, J-Lo and Beyonce were in now as well.
J-Lo and Beyonce are in hot water right now and both panicking right now, it sounds like. And that's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Just you've got so many people connected to him, some willingly, some not so much. But you know, with the cameras and everything, and everything being recorded, it's gonna be a lot when all that comes out. So we'll see.
Yeah, explosive stuff. So, yeah, there we are then, guys. So, any last words, Christine, ready for the weekend? Anything you want to say?
I am so ready for the weekend. I hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. I hope everybody gets some time to just connect with someone you love and stay in that place of peace, regardless of what's going on around us. Find your place of peace and stay in that.
Amen. I echo everything Christine just said, guys. Have the best weekend. Have a great weekend. And check out that, don't get sucked in by the fear porn on the MMR. Check out the things I've just mentioned. Actually, I can put a link in for the MMR package. Or you can just Google it. You can find it. Honestly, it's not difficult to find. Just have a little look and just do your due diligence. You have to do a lot. You really don't have to do a lot. Like I say, grab one ingredient or whatever and just research that. You'll soon realize the connection there. So, yeah, have a lovely weekend, guys. Beautytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, and Q Team Awesome on YouTube. So, take it easy, guys. God bless and much love.
Thanks, guys.